6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This mystical, magical, fairy tale nature finally said stop. I knew something was wrong with me, with my health. Often out of adversity of many kinds, a lot of creativity is born. I could feel this huge change going on inside. I think in the studio, you have to give everybody the option of an idea. It demands quite a lot of the audience.
You're listening to Pop, The History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
So Anne Clark, welcome again. I mean, this is an update interview, a little bit, how should we put it, not so deep as the one-hour interview that I did a while back, which was fantastic. And I watched that the other day again. And it really is a beautiful conversation and really lovely. Now, that period, of course, was a difficult period for the world when we did that interview during the sort of lockdown period of COVID, essentially. And for you, it was doubly difficult because COVID, around the time that the COVID and the lockdown happened, you had to cancel some tour dates because of your cancer diagnosis. So you had like a sort of double whammy during that period. And it's really quite fascinating because although that period was extremely difficult for you, there was a creative aspect to it, you know, like you re-recorded these remixes for Synesthesia, and you also created, you know, right at the end of the, I'm saying at the end of COVID, I suppose we're still in it, but the end of COVID, that period, you also created a new album. So how do you look back at that period now?
Well, it's quite incredible, isn't it, really? I mean, I think often out of adversity of many kinds, a lot of creativity is born. You know, I think that the two often sit together. And I have to say, despite the unbelievable circumstances of the time, I mean, it's very crazy to say. I just read an interview yesterday with the artist Tracy Emin. And I don't know if you know, she was very seriously ill with cancer too. And the tagline of the interview they had with her is that, "I was never happy till I had cancer." You know, which is like, well, that's a kind of Tracy Emin type comment, but it's like, wow, you know, it gave me such a, or has given me, because it's not going to go away, it has given me such a different perspective and put me on a different standpoint to view life.
So when you say that, a different perspective and a different standpoint to view life, can you really sort of identify what the difference is?
Well, I think that you're really faced with your mortality. You know, I think we amble through life thinking, yeah, everything's going to carry on like this and we're going to live forever or we're going to live whatever. But suddenly it's there in your face that, well, at some point that I could have died at any minute, you know, and it's like, wow, that really gives you, I don't know, I can't speak for everyone, but it really gave me a boot in the backside, you know, that, like, wow, this is your tiny life. This is it. You know, there's nothing else. And you have to really value every second, every moment of it. But also, as you say, it happened at the time of COVID. And yeah, that was so incredibly surreal because it was exactly at the same time. And I was pretty limited in what I could do anyway. But that perspective on the world, and to be honest, I know it's not the coolest thing to say, But I absolutely loved it, that first period of total lockdown, where nature finally said, via a few weirdo politicians and things, nature finally said, stop, you know, and just stop, even though it only lasted for a very short time. And we've gone back to destroying things at double the intensity, I think, than before. But just that period of total calmness and stillness was so inspiring, I found it.
And in a sense, this introspectiveness that I think many people had, and clearly, when you hear Borderland, Found Music for a Lost World, you really feel that sort of introspective angle that you've must have gone through at that period, and that's come out in the music. So how much was that period responsible for Borderland?
Yeah, pretty much of it, a lot of it. But then also the events in Ukraine had a big influence too in me. And as we know, you know, wars and horrors are going on everywhere all the time. And I've kind of written about them to some degree in the past, but this felt so immediate, so close. So, and plus we have the media and the social media and the technology to really drag us into this horror of war now. You know, a lot of people condemn people for talking about Ukraine when we should be talking about Yemen and Palestine and so many other situations, which I also talk about. But yeah, I can't avoid the fact that this was something that felt or feels, even though it's not fashionable anymore and it's not on the headlines anymore, it still feels so close to us, to me.
How did you approach recording this album? Because I read an article about it, I think it was Ulla von Kehlen, who's the harpist that,
Yeah.
yeah, Harlan, sorry, okay, that you worked with, and she said that you turned up with very little notes, very little preparation, and it really sounded fascinating how that process works for you.
Well, it was, I mean, I think coming from this punk generation anyway, this spontaneous way of working has always been very important and very much an element of what I do. You know, I'm not one of these people that hone things over and over. And I mean, I will try and get the best from an idea, but it's really the spontaneous creative moment that I think is the most important thing to try and capture. And, while I was very ill, I'd kind of given up, you know, the hope of really ever working again. But Justin Kucha, my co-writer with Ulla on the album, he was so constantly positive and inspiring and said, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And I was like, yeah, okay. And yes, he's endless enthusiasm and optimism just really inspired me enormously. And then when I was able to, you know, more able to travel, plus with the COVID restrictions being lifted, we did just get together in the Stockfish studio in Northeim. And just, yeah, Günther there sat us in the studio and just switched record basically and left us to our own devices. And it just, yeah, really had a very easy flow with it.
So tell me about how that actually works. Then you know, if it is it's like over a day, are you just sort of exchanging ideas at the beginning and then starting to form something and then eventually have a run through and that's the record? How does that work?
I mean, I went in with books, notebooks, and papers of ideas, just very, because I always keep a notebook and always write down, you know, ideas and things. And I think Justin and Ulla had also a few basic musical ideas. So we just each took our place and took them from there. They would begin playing, or I would show them a text or they would begin playing and I would write a text there, or yeah, it was just very, very spontaneous. And as I think maybe you read, you know, it just took a couple of days, 2 or 3 days of actual recording. So
How do the people that you work with, you mentioned Ulla, and you mentioned Justin, how important is it, do you feel, for the musicians you work with to have sort of that total freedom?
pretty much absolutely. Absolutely, you know, I mean, the only kind of limitations, I guess, come when it comes to performing live, because you have to have some kind of structure, very, very clear structure about that, but still with room to move around. But I think in the studio, you have to give everybody the option of an idea. And I think I've done it long enough to know when people are, how can I put it politely, fucking around, or whether they really have, you know, something, very constructive to it. And that's why I love to work with these people that I've worked with for such a long time now, because they are so open to exchanging ideas and interpreting other ideas. It's very important.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tonton products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You mentioned that the structure when you go on tour is slightly different. That has to be more structured. Can you explain that? Because you are going on tour. So what was the rethinking that went into that?
Well, the rethinking was that you really can't, I mean, for a start, I think the material is pretty intense on the album. You know, it's not the kind of background music you sell cups of coffee to or whatever. I don't know. It demands quite a lot of the audience. And I know from my experience as a music listener, I love that. I love to be challenged by a musician or whatever, to have to really focus and not just be spoon-fed everything. But when you come to a live scenario, that can be quite intense. So I think you have to have a structure that you can't just be completely improvising. I think if people are going to a jazz club or some kind of very free style thing, that's fine. But yeah, you have to set some kind of, I would say borders or borderland, but just to make it flow in a live situation, and for the dynamics. I mean, that remains to be seen yet, because we haven't performed live, and yeah, there's been quite a lot of changes, so we'll see how it goes live. You know,
So,
if
if
I.
when you do it live, then you're open to actually changing it night for night until you have it working in your head, you know, that it works for you.
Yeah, to a degree, but you still have to have all the basic structures there, I think.
You said it demands a lot of the audience. It's very minimalistic, and it has this, well, you said it has this incredible intensity to it. And I've been listening from early morning, sitting on my sofa, and I realized I was in my own world after a little while, which was fantastic. There's one track it's towards the end, How to Become Unbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And that track really moved me because it talked to me about the need for creativity to live. Is that what that's really about?
I guess ultimately it is about that, but that is really one of the most autobiographical tracks on there because it really is notes from when I was traveling to Germany in at the end of, very end of 2019, and into the new year there, early 2020, to start rehearsals for what would have been my 2020 tour. And yeah, I knew something was wrong with me, with my health, but I couldn't pinpoint what was, but I could feel this huge change going on inside. And so it kind of recorded that. And then also later in 2020, again, the thing around this stillness, this anticipation of the quietness and everything, and being very, very sick and watching from my window, the trees basically bursting back into life day by day, just coming back into life after the winter, after the cold, dark, long winter. So that's creativity at its ultimate, I guess, is when nature renews itself every year. But also for me, yeah, personally, how to try and fix myself physically and emotionally from that those circumstances.
So the album feels like it's bookend between the It's a Fragile Thing and the Unbroken track. In a sense, it's like going in and coming out of it. How do you now feel about going back on tour? What's your inner feeling about this?
Well, I did a little tour last year, last summer, which was absolutely incredible. I don't think I could ever surpass really what happened last year with touring, because it was only, I think, 8 or 9 dates, but it was something I thought I would never, ever be able to do again. It was the summer, this very hot, crazy summer last year. So everything was very vibrant, and the material, the musicians, the audience were just, it was like a ultimate high. So now I kind of thought, great, that's it. Okay, what do I do now? And then the Borderland idea of a Borderland tour came up, which again is a smaller tour. It's only, I think, again, 8 shows, and it's, I hope, less physically demanding than, you know, touring with the whole band and everything. So that's going to be a trial, really, now in the spring, at the end of May. And then, in the autumn, if the fates let me, you know, there'll be a big tour with, I think, 17 or 18 dates, which is a lot more. So I look at it on it with trepidation, but excitement, anticipation, and joy that I'm here to even contemplate touring still. Mm-hmm.
Now, the album obviously is mainly original work, but there are a couple of poems that you obviously adore that are you've read to music. You know, you've done it in your style on the album, Yeats and also Coleridge. Can you tell me about those two poems and why they're so special to you that you wanted to do your own version of them, as it were?
Yeah, well, I think The Stolen Child, for me, it's a poem that's always been there from my childhood. It's always been somewhere either at school or through friends or through reading, and there's been many versions of it. And I particularly love the version that the Waterboys did quite a long time ago on their Fisherman's Blues album. That was a beautiful version. And then I just think the magic of the language, too. It's really this mystical, magical fairy tale, but also again this thing of mortality, this thing of life and death and innocence and experience of things. It's really a kind of poem for me that I never get tired of. Never really never tire of. And then The Bluebird is by Mary Coleridge, of course, not the so famous other one. And again, it's this tiny snapshot of life, of experience, of being in life. And the way she's captured it in just a few words, of this small bird flying across the water, and the impact of it and the intensity of it, that these things we take for granted, but which for me, which COVID and the lockdown really intensified for me, because just discovering around where I live, for example, places I never even knew existed, such beautiful secret places, or places that you just don't notice because you're too busy or something. So it's really about these moments, you know, capturing a magical kind of moment of living.
I mean, that's fascinating what you're saying there in terms of actually realizing your surroundings instead of what we often do, which is take the same route down the road, do the same things, and not really look around and see things. And that the idea that that period for you, for both reasons, for COVID and because of your cancer diagnosis back then, has awoken a different perspective is a really fascinating thing. Do you now sort of go outside the house and are you very conscious all the time of what's around you?
Well, to be honest, Steve, I always have. You know, I always have been tiringly intense about everything, you know, about if I'm out walking with, and the light through the trees or the. But I have to say that having chemotherapy was like going on some awful psychedelic trip, because the intensity of everything just multiplied so much. So ever since that, yeah, it's becoming even more intense. But yes, I do. And I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people, regardless of their health or for a little while, I think a lot of people really looked around them and thought, wow, there's this whole world around me here that perhaps, you know, we hadn't really taken so much notice of before.
Yeah, I think we often look further afield than actually to our immediate surroundings, which is really fascinating. Now, if I get this right, the tour starts at the end of
Very
May.
end of May in
Yeah.
Marburg.
And it's Germany. What other countries are involved?
No, only Germany at the moment. Only
Okay.
Germany at the moment for that. It's really a tryout, you know, this thing, because of it's something very different and, like I say, very demanding. And the German public are very patient with me, so, and very tolerant with me. So we'll see how it goes. And then hopefully, yeah, I would like to take it further afield if possible.
Well, I wish you much success with the tour and, you know,
Thank
that it really is a wonderful experience for you to be back on stage and have this sort of intensity and communication with the audience. Now, I know that you can get tickets and see all the dates on your website. I just want to mention that for everyone. And if they read the text below, they will also see that. So,
you.
Anne
Lovely.
Clark, thank you so much. It's lovely to see you so well
Thank
and
you.
with that
Thank
same
you.
intensity and charm and intelligence and
Wow.
political awareness and all those wonderful things that you
Oh.
have. So
Thank you.
it was really my pleasure. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Steve.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's FORHERS.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.